freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Bravo.
And Julia.
All right. So freetalklive.com actually allows you to control the content of the website. You find something online that you think's interesting, just drop on by freetalklive.com and you can submit it as show prep, as we call it there. Once again, freetalklive.com, the place to go. And then what you do is, once it's created as show prep, then other listeners and you can vote on the different items on the site. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So see what I mean by heading on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Coming up here tonight, friend of the show, Carlos Miller, being watched by federal, by the Department of Homeland Security, will explain what's going on there. He's just a blogger who supports openness and recording the police, but apparently he's also a domestic terrorist threat.
Well, if you stand up for the Constitution, you're clearly a terrorist.
Clearly. But first, we're going to go international here and talk about the most insane, one of the most insane places on the face of this planet, and that is, of course, North Korea. I don't know if it is the most insane place, because there's some pretty crazy places out there, but it's probably in the top three. All that said, it certainly is nuts. And if you've ever learned anything about North Korea, you probably would agree. Have either of you seen any documentaries or any information about North Korea?
No.
Quite a few, actually. I was thinking about traveling there. You can do it if you get a special permit from the government there. It's kind of like the Cold War never ended.
Yeah, it's really like going to North Korea, and obviously I haven't gone, so I'm just going off what I've seen, but it's like stepping back into 1950.
Yeah.
Literally, the technology is almost frozen. It's very rare that you'll see anything like a DVD player or whatever. Maybe you'll find that in the hotel that they let you stay in if you are able to visit where
right,
you
there's
are.
There's one hotel you can stay at.
And there's a moat around it.
There is a moat around it. I'm sure there might be an alligator or two you would have to watch out for.
Oh, Julia, you love watching documentaries, so if you haven't seen any about North Korea yet, you owe it to yourself.
Is it National Geographic?
There are several documentaries out there. I've never seen a National Geographic one per se, but there's a number of them. There's one that's online, actually. There's a couple of them online on a website called Vice. I don't know why they call it Vice, but it's like the Vice Guide to Everything, and it's kind of a travel show, and the Vice guy goes over there, and it's just, he's very entertaining the way he presents things, but it's just absolutely nuts. At one point, he's going to a dinner in North Korea. And, like, they're going to have a dinner for him as their guest in North Korea. And he's sitting in a banquet hall, as you might if there were, maybe you're at a convention or something like that, with the big round tables, with the table settings and everything. And he's alone. He's all alone at this dinner in this banquet hall. The whole production is being put on just for him.
This is how everybody lives.
Yeah. And so they basically, you have to stay in this one hotel where many of the floors are actually closed off. You can't go to those floors. Presumably, there's probably nothing there. But you are accompanied at all times by some press secretary, some official agent of North Korea. I don't think they sleep with you in the hotel room, but, you're pretty much locked down in the hotel, so maybe they're not too concerned about what you're going to do while you're there. But you can't leave the hotel grounds until your assistant has come to give
you
the tour. Oh, the whole thing is just bizarro world.
Yeah,
it is so strange.
You can't interact with anyone in the local population. You can't, they don't want any of their own citizens knowing that there's anything better than what they live from day to day. I mean, they are probably the most repressive state in existence today.
That's probably a true statement, and it's just, I don't know, I've seen some other documentaries about some disturbing places, like Liberia is really effed up as well, but, there's plenty of bizarre, backwards places, but North Korea is really a unique case, because it's basically an island prison. A lot of these other places, they're landlocked, you can, in theory, escape from them by going through the woods. In North Korea, they actually have barbed wire up around the coastline. So, you can't even go out on the beach in North Korea because they don't want you to leave. And if you do leave North Korea, it's usually on some sort of a slave train, and you're going to these, basically, they have slave installations in Russia, which the Vice Guide, I just watched another one last weekend, the Vice Guide has a second, the dude that went the first time went back to the area around North Korea, but he went to one of these North Korean labor camps up in the southern, or the southeastern portion of Russia, basically. And so they have some kind of an agreement, the North Korean government has some sort of an agreement with the Russian government where they can send, or Siberia, I think it was, they have an agreement with that government where they can send these North Koreans into these labor camps where basically they're slave labor for the state of North Korea. And the idea is that, by the way, there's not much security around these camps. It's pretty much open. But they tell the people that they're working, the North Korean men that are usually in their 40s, so middle-aged men, they basically tell them, if you run away, we're going to kill your family.
That would be an effective electric, non-physical fence.
So in that way, they actually were able to get to talk to some regular North Koreans, which is what makes this very interesting, because you're right. If you go to North Korea, you're not supposed to talk to the regular folk. In fact, they probably don't even take you on tours that even get you near where regular people live.
From what I read, if you interact with the population, you can get your government guide in a great deal of trouble for violating the rules.
Probably true. So that's why they went to this labor camp, because they knew it would be easier to get close to regular people. Indeed, all they had to do was go into the woods where they're doing logging work, and they ended up finding a crew of loggers and were able to stay and talk to them for a little while until their overseer discovered them talking to them, and they rolled up in this crazy 1950s truck that literally looked like it rolled out of 1950. And then they came up and they gathered up their work crew, loaded them up in the truck, and drove away.
Jesus.
So they really don't want you to talk to these people. It's absolutely fascinating. I would highly recommend that anybody out there interested in other cultures, especially to get an idea of how oppressive things really can be out there. I mean, you think we've got it bad. Well, we don't. But obviously there's problems here in the U.S., but the North Koreans, it's just absolutely awful there. And what I have here, some news from the London Evening Standard, this is london.co.uk. It's about the alleged only man to ever escape from a prison camp in North Korea. Because not only is North Korea itself a prison in that you can't leave, and it's just terrible, deplorable living conditions where the power doesn't even stay on at nighttime. By the way, the reason they give to the North Korean people for why the power doesn't stay on at night is because the United States is attacking North Korea, and so therefore that's why the power structure is constantly under under threat, because of the United States.
Why wouldn't the power stay on at night? I mean,
because they're commies and they have no incentive to do anything right.
Well, I mean,
and they just their power grid sucks.
Well, I mean, don't you draw less electricity at night than during the day? I'm just confused by that concept.
I'm surprised that most places even have electricity during the day. If you look at the picture, like a satellite photo of North Korea at nighttime, there's only a little bit of power, and it's all centered around the government capital in Pyongyang. That's really the only place that actually even uses power at nighttime. But yeah, the power will go out for various different periods of time during the night, and I don't know what the real explanation for it is. Maybe they don't use the lights, for instance, as much during the daytime. Maybe that's a factor. But they just lie to people, and they just, United States is the great Satan, and so they pawn it all off. All the failures of their system are pawned off on basically the United States. Now, of course, the U.S. government does play into that perspective somewhat by actually being, evil and hurting people around the world. So to some extent, they deserve the reputation they get, but North Korea takes it a little bit further and basically blames everything on them. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. Maybe you have comments on North Korea. You're certainly welcome to share them with us here. But we'll also share with you the story of this man, 29 years old, who escaped from a prison camp inside the prison of North Korea. You want to talk about a really crappy life? We'll explain to you what he had to experience. 855-453. Oh, yeah, why was he in the prison camp? He was born there. It's Free Talk Live.
Fabulous prizes! drawings for free.
JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. Jack's Dice is...
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here for you tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include listening options. We've got them. Live streams, they're there in three different size flavors. You've got broadband, midband, and narrowband all available to you.
at listen.freetalklive.com, and they are around the clock, by the way. So even if we're not live, it's 4 in the morning, you want to listen to the latest episode, it's there for you. Just go and tune in, listen.freetalklive.com. You can also get info on our over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're up on two channels. There's also our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines. Various different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Listen.freetalklive.com, because thankfully, if you're hearing our voice, you probably live in a place where you, at the very least, can receive all manner of information channels. You don't live in North Korea, where even the radio is controlled by the state. You can't listen to the radio in North Korea. If you have a radio in North Korea, it is a state-approved radio that is locked into a state-approved frequency. If you have some sort of other radio, you've gotten it from the underground illegally in North Korea, and you'll probably be put into a prison camp if they catch you with some sort of other device that could, in theory, receive the broadcasts from places like South Korea and other, you know, there's organizations trying to broadcast radio signals into North Korea, as I understand it, to get the truth to the people there, or some semblance of more truth to the people in North Korea to try to shake them out of their slumber. And of course, the question is, how big is the resistance in North Korea? How big, you know, how widespread, how deep are things like black markets there? The North Korean state would not want you to believe there is anything of that sort going on there. And it's hard to get a real feel for it because, as you pointed out before, Brad, you can't talk to these people. You cannot just tour around the, you know, Pyongyang and go and knock on folks' doors and interview them. First of all, they'd be afraid to talk to you. There was when this crew from Vice went over to Siberia, I think it was, and they went to a North Korean labor camp. When they told the North Korean workers there that they would blur their faces out on the video, they became more willing to talk at that point. They didn't want to be seen by their administrators on this video and have some sort of consequence come to them, or worse, come to their family, just for talking to this news crew that had shown up. So there's a real atmosphere of intimidation that is put over top of these people, and there's a huge amount of brainwashing that goes on as well. So it's complete speculation. If anybody says that there is any level of a resistance movement there, the people are so effectively brainwashed. I mean, they're from day one in their lives being subjected to propaganda, pro-state propaganda.
Well, that happens here just to a lesser extent.
It does happen here, you're right. But you can get other news sources here. You can get other sources of information here. And there's no prohibition on that.
The internet.
We do, and they probably don't even know what the internet is over in North Korea. I mean, if you want a good laugh, go to the North Korean government's website. I mean, it looks like it was made in 1995. It's just absolutely horrible. Anyway, let's get into the story here. I've got news from thisislondon.co.uk. Fascinating story about a man named Shin Dong-hyuk, who has actually escaped from a prison camp in North Korea. And his story is just absolutely stunning. He's 29 years old. He loves Mexican food and going to baseball games, but any similarities between Shin and other young men ends there. Shin Dong-hyuk is the only person known to have escaped from a North Korean prison camp. He was born into a life of enslavement and torture inside Camp 14, where he was starved, beaten, and forced to watch the executions of his mother and brother.
Jesus.
He existed within the camp's concrete walls, which had no running water or furniture, until age 23, when he escaped. He spent 1 month on the run before sneaking over the border into China and eventually reaching the safety of the South Korean embassy. Last month, a book about his life, Escape from Camp 14, was published, taking its place at the top of the bestseller list. I met him in London as he prepared to speak at a House of Commons meeting to raise awareness about North Korean prisoners. 6 years on from his escape, Shin, now based in Seoul, can't describe the worst thing about life in the camps. He says that every single day was the worst possible. You live every moment under the intense fear of being beaten, and the guards fault every single movement, he recalls. Often, the key to survival was looking after number one. Blaine Harden, the author who transcribed his story, knew his mother and brother had been executed, but wasn't sure why. During conversations, Shin referred to himself as a worthless individual and a snitch. Eventually, Shin revealed the terrible truth. He was responsible. Of course, in reality, he didn't commit the murders, but what happened was, when he was age 14, he overheard his family discussing plans to escape. Institutionalized from birth, and in exchange for food and fewer beatings, he told on them to a school teacher. He describes feeling no emotion as he watched his mother being hung and his brother shot. He'd been brought up to believe that rules must be obeyed. Now, if you look at that story, and there's more to it here in a moment, but just that one aspect of it. I mean, how crazy do you have to be? How insane of a world are you living in when you're snitching out your own family when you know what the punishment's going to be for them? I mean, he was 14 years old. Surely he'd seen people put to death at the prison camp before that point.
Well, I hate to draw this comparison, but here in the United States, the DARE program, the Drug Abuse Resistance Education, teaches three R's, and one of them is report.
Mm-hmm. On your parents.
On your parents. So certainly the state in the United States is not authorized to kill you for drug use. But
not yet.
Not yet. Well, I mean, yeah, hopefully never. But the government teaches young adults or children to report on their parents.
Well, right. And I'm glad you drew that parallel, because the difference is only in degrees here.
Yeah.
Between North Korea and the United States and other countries, the difference of oppression is only in degrees. So there's still oppression here, but not nearly as effective or as horrible and horrific as it is in North Korea.
That's sad.
It's very sad.
It is. Prisoners go to desperate lengths for food, eating rats or eating their own vomit just to alleviate hunger. He said everything we ate was horrendous, but the worst thing was corn kernels picked out of cow dung.
Ugh.
Now, how bad do things have to be when that's what you're doing to put food in your belly?
It's amazing to me that the drive to live is so strong at that point in time, because if your life is that miserable, I guess I don't have the same perspective at all, because I grew up in a very nice environment, especially in comparison, but I feel like I would just rather die than pick.
Christ.
I mean, to be so hungry all the time that I was picking corn out of poop.
It's horrifying.
I mean,
well, you know, it's probably a different perspective when you're brought up.
I'm sure it is.
You're born into a prison camp, and that's what life seems like, so it's probably easier to accept that way.
That's why I was saying I think it's really impressive how strong the drive to live is.
Totally.
Let's continue here in moments. There's more to his story. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Observations, probably from the outside, unless there's some rare person listening that's actually been there. 855-453, your observations of North Korea. Certainly welcome. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
BeatPrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeatPrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Through today only, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilm filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Although the website's free, it does cost us money to run the site. So maybe you want to throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar. You may do so over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But before you can do that, you probably should learn what a Bitcoin is and get your hands on some of them. Now, the way you can learn about the Bitcoin is by going to weusecoins.org, and you'll learn that it's an incredible device. It's a brilliant alternative currency that is completely decentralized, meaning there's no government that issues these things. It's not a corporation. It's an open source movement, peer-to-peer. It is completely untouchable by the governments of the world, and that really upsets the government people, which is reason number one to use it. Oh, it's actually really useful as well. You can get all manner of different things, and you can transact business instantly, and there's no middlemen, there's no terms of service, no contracts to sign. It's just you get the Bitcoins. You can go to weusecoins.org to learn about them, and then go to bitinstant.com. You can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. As we continue here, we'll, of course, take your calls at 855-450-FREE, and that number is, once again, brought to you by SACL, CAI. Maybe you have an observation about North Korea, the insanity of North Korea. It is a crazy place. And we're sharing with you one man's story who is believed to be the only man to ever escape from the North Korean prison camps. So North Korea itself, and I should correct myself, North Korea is not an island. It's a peninsula. I apologize for that. It is connected to the mainland of China, as I understand it. But it's still pretty hard to get out of North Korea because most of it is surrounded by water. And then there's also a huge, militarized border with South Korea as well.
Well, North Korea is the reason why the United States will not join the international treaty banning landmines, because there's so many landmines in the demilitarized zone that belong to the United States. And even at the border, when they have soldiers, there's one place where officials from the North and the South can get together to meet, to talk.
That little house, the little blue house.
Yeah, there's a little house where they go. And the soldiers on the North Korean side, the ones that guard the actual walkway, there's two of them, and they're trained to grab each other in case you know, the person they're staring at, because that's how they have to stand, literally staring at each other.
Yep.
They're trained to grab each other to keep each other from defecting. yeah, seriously. I mean, people just want to leave so
crazy.
Bad. It is.
And yeah, you're right. There is this crazy stare down thing that goes on there constantly. It's really intense.
Yeah, I do that with my cat sometimes. I couldn't imagine doing that with a person.
So we're going to continue here. This man's story. He escaped from Camp 14, but not after he snitched out his parents. Or not until after, at age 14. He left at age 23, but at age 14, he heard his mom and I think another relative planning an escape. And he told his school teacher about it and then watched as his mother was hanged and his brother shot. He said he felt no emotion at the time because he'd been brought up to believe that rules must be obeyed, that the state was greater. The state and its rules were greater than any relationships you might have with other human beings, your family or friends.
This sounds like the movie Equilibrium.
Well, I mean,
good movie.
As far as his family, beyond just the state being raised to believe that the state is more important, if you don't grow up in a loving environment, I mean, do you feel those kind of emotions?
For your family members?
Right, like... I obviously don't know, but somehow I'm not picturing his mother telling him that she loves him and hugging him or holding him as a baby and
Who
things
knows?
Like that.
Who knows? I mean, maybe they even banned methods of affection or displays of affection. I mean,
right. Even perhaps. If they didn't ban them, I can't imagine that there's a lot of them because, you know, even the stress that a mother would feel giving birth, I guess if... My position is totally irrelevant because I just don't have the perspective.
Yeah. We have no idea what it's like. I mean, this is the only idea that we have of what it's like in a prison camp is what we're hearing from Mr. Shin here. So let me continue. How did he end up in a prison camp? Well, he was born there, but what led him to be born there in the first place? Well, his father, whose fate is unknown, became a prisoner for being the brother of two young men who fled south during the Korean War. So he didn't do anything. Except for be their brother.
And then they punished generations.
Right. What is known is that Kim Il-sung had his own interpretation of the power of three, stating that enemies of class, whoever they are, their seed must be eliminated through three generations. His mother's name was Jang Haegyung. She never told her son why she was imprisoned. Shin's conception had been arranged by the guards. They chose his mother and father, Shin Kyung-sub, as prizes for each other in what was a reward marriage. The couple were allowed to sleep together for 5 nights, and then Shin's father was allowed to visit his family only a few times per year. Their eldest son, Shin Hee-kun, was born in 1974, and Shin arrived 8 years later. Park Yong-shui... Chul was a well-traveled North Korean who enjoyed a life of relative luxury before arriving at Camp 14 in 2004. Shin was instructed to befriend Park and extract a confession. Through him, Shin learned about the existence of other countries, televisions, computers, but mostly he learned about food. Park described chicken, pork, and beef, leading Shin to make his first free decision. He chose not to snitch on Park, instead hatching a plan for them to escape together. Hearing about the food he'd eaten in the outside world was the main trigger, recalls Shin. I wanted to eat that kind of food, things unimaginable within the camp. Park was electrocuted during the escape as he squeezed through the electric fence. Shin suffered only burns, a small price after years of torture. His body bears many scars. His finger was chopped off by guards who also stuck a hook through his stomach and suspended him over a fire.
Jesus.
I'm speechless.
It sounds like, you know, Hellraiser or some sort of horrific, you know, horror film, some torture horror movie. But this is real. Why don't more people escape? Well, his answer to that question is that people don't know about the outside world. I mean, it's like the crazy hell version of Pleasantville, where people are completely brainwashed. There's nothing outside of North Korea to them.
The allegory of the cave, isn't that famous philosophy?
Tell me more.
Yeah, I took a philosophy class in college, and basically, I'm going to say this wrong, so I'm going to really make myself look like an idiot, but it's one of the big philosophers, maybe Socrates, maybe Plato, I don't remember. Basically, the idea was that if you're born in a cave, and you, like, let's say there's a hole on the opposite side of the cave, and you never, ever go, you're not supposed to go over there, you've been told you don't go over there by the hole, you just stay in this hole, basically, you know, that's your reality, and then one day maybe you decide to go over and look up the hole, and then maybe, you know, eventually you end up climbing out of the hole, and it's just what you were describing.
And that would probably be a scary day for somebody like that.
Right, and that's what the story is about.
Why don't more people escape? He says, well, people don't know about the outside world. There's also systematic brainwashing. For instance, he was told that he was born as a criminal. Therefore, he has to live as a criminal until he dies, and that's his fate. This is what they were telling him. When I was hospitalized, he wrote, in South Korea with psychiatric problems, I considered suicide once or twice, but I thought about how I'd escaped and been through such difficult times and decided I should live on. Can you believe that? He got out of this camp and then was suicidal.
I would completely believe that. I mean, he went his whole life, you know, being programmed to believe he was less than, you know, had less rights than a human being has because the state is just so corrupt over there. You know, I mean, they could drive anyone to lose their mind.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. When he says that he wanted to live on. This mental illness, he said, was due to the newfound guilt he felt over his mother and brother. He said that guilt will last until my death, he added. Chin's response to the outside world shows just how institutionalized he'd become. He says the most shocking moment came the day after I escaped and saw North Korean society for the first time. I thought it was paradise. People were walking around without guards. We'll tell you more about his perspective and how it changed in moments. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm being told that the allegory of the cave is Plato. Julia, more coming up here.
I don't remember.
855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest 2012 is coming up in just under 2 months, and it's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, I imagine, Brad, are you going to be attending this year?
Oh, I will be attending this year, in fact.
Excellent, excellent. I know, Julia, your schedule's busy, but you've talked about perhaps making it up, which would be nice. But it's always a blast to be there. Even if all you can make it up for is the weekend, it's still worth coming up for, because probably going to be over 1,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the same campground, Rogers Campground, northern New Hampshire. It's a beautiful time of year to be in northern New Hampshire. The nights are still a little chilly, even though it's summertime, so bring a hoodie or something like that. If you don't, people probably sell them to you, because there's a huge Agora Valley where different products and services are being offered to anybody that wants to buy them for various alternative currencies. Silver is pretty popular at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and of course cash is there as well. We may even see Bitcoin transactions happening this year. So, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com is where you can go. You can get registered, but if you want to get the early bird discount on the registration fee, which is $30, tonight would be the night to go and get registered. As I understand it, the early bird discount expires on May 1st. So get there, get registered as soon as possible. Get your campground locked in, because the hotel rooms and the cabins have been sold out for months. So if you want a hotel room, you'll have to sleep at a hotel down the street. And otherwise, you've got camping options. Those are still available for you. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. You can learn more about past Porkfest. You can get an idea of what to expect. There's been live music, comedians. There's all kinds of, as I mentioned, food that's available. Lots of family activities, even more family activities this year than previously. The Big Gay Dance Party is back for its third year, this time being put on by Flaming Freedom, the LGBT-friendly talk show that airs at LRN.FM. They're going to be hosting the Big Gay Dance Party. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. There's going to be a roast. There will be karaoke again this year. And it's just so much. There's so much to do. I can't even begin to, you know, get into a fraction of the things that are going on over the entire week. So PORCFEST.com. Head over there. Get registered. We're going to come back to North Korea here in a moment, but first let's talk to Aaron, listening in Springfield, Illinois. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Julia.
Thank you. I am new to the Liberty Movement. I've only recently begun listening to your podcast and shows and reading up on the movement. The question I had, and please believe me, I don't ask this in snark or to trap you. I ask this in a genuine quest for enlightenment here. In a libertarian society, what protects children's rights?
Well, give me an example of what you mean by that.
Okay, well, we say in a libertarian society that parents are free to raise their children in whatever way suits the parents best. But yet if their way of raising children involves neglect or abuse or anything, you know, in a libertarian society, what would moderate that? Who would hold such parents accountable?
Good question. Well, first of all, I don't really much care for the term libertarian. I think that it's been poisoned, but let's just put that aside for a moment. Let's say a liberty-oriented society where there is no centralized government monopoly on so-called child protective services, shall we say. Let's look at briefly what the situation is that we have today. There are abusive parents today, and in some cases, those children are taken from those abusive parents by government workers, calling themselves CPS or DCYF or a variety of different alphabet letter agencies. But basically, the job of these agencies is to take children from parents and then place them somewhere else. Sometimes when they get placed elsewhere, it's not really an improvement. In some cases, foster parents can also be abusive towards kids, and you can get into the reasons why for that, but it's a fact. I mean, they found kids in foster homes that have been kept in cages, locked in closets, starved, and all other manner of things. Also, you can also find examples of DCYF employees being perverts and, you know, molesting children and things like that. So we know that today's system certainly isn't perfect. Would you agree with that much?
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that.
Okay. So how can things be better than what we have? Well, in a world in which there's no government monopoly to go around and take children from so-called unfit parents, then it would be that responsibility would lie in the hands of concerned individuals who may want to get together and form some sort of group that would advocate for the proper treatment or what they consider to be the proper treatment of children. And I would say that if you've got a situation where you know someone's being abused, say it's a neighbor or a family member or somebody like that, and you can absolutely prove that that child is being abused, and you rescue that child, you would be liable for some sort of, if the parents were able to take you to arbitration over basically kidnapping their child, you would become liable for your actions, whereas DCYF and the other government agencies are not liable for their actions. They're not held responsible for anything that happens to those kids. So you would become fully liable, and if it turns out that you were wrong, then you'd have to pay some sort of serious restitution for making a mistake. But if you've if you've got proof that these parents are abusive, then you would make your case in front of an arbitrator, I would think, and presumably the child would want to come with you if they wanted to escape the abuse. So you would presumably be able to get away with that in many instances. You would just have to make sure that you covered your bases and actually knew for an absolute fact that these kids were being abused. But that's still not a perfect system, though, because what if the kids have been brainwashed, a la North Korea, for instance, to believe that this is the way life is supposed to be and that they are identifying with their captors and they don't want to be rescued from that situation. In that situation, I would say that it's tragic, but nothing is perfect. No system or whatever is perfect, and so I think that not having a government monopoly on force is the real answer to solving these problems.
I would also add to that. Right now, the way it exists is you're legally a child until you're 18, right? Mm. And then you're 18, you're that magic number, and you can leave all of a sudden. In my perfect world, adults, you would become an adult whenever you can take care of yourself and move out on your own. So if I'm a 14-year-old, I worked when I was 14 personally, and if I'm a 14-year-old and I don't like the way that I'm being treated, there wouldn't be laws preventing me from leaving and going and living on my own.
Great point, because right now, and Brad Jardis, I'm sure you know this as a former cop, right now if a teenager decides that they don't want to be abused by their parents, let's say that they're being beaten or starved or something like that. Maybe mom's a coke whore or whatever, and they decide they'd rather leave and find another life outside of that house. If the police find that person, and they're going to take them back to their parents.
My my friend Josh Youssef, who you know, Ian, is he runs a blog here in New Hampshire called Stop Judicial Child Abuse. It's
great blog.
JudicialChildAbuse.com.
.com or .org?
.com.
Okay.
And what he's doing is he's essentially standing up for himself and for all the families that the court system just utterly destroys financially and socially by, you know, applying this one-size-fits-all, like you said, Ian, to all these different families with different situations. The best analogy I could put forward about this is, you know, when I try to explain the death penalty to someone, I always say, you know, how many innocent people are you willing to see executed to keep the death penalty? And I would say the same thing for the states, you know, using its enforcement power to try to regulate families. You know, how many innocent people should have their children stripped away from them before people realize that the solution to problems in society isn't violence, and you know, the solution is being creative. And the government just destroys families every
day. That's the other side of this, because there are kids that are taken away from completely capable parents by this abusive system.
Like if someone finds a joint or something and tells their teacher at school.
So, Aaron, your thoughts?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts. I mean, hypothetically, like if I believed in spanking my children and, you know, you in the studio did not believe in spanking children, you thought that was immoral or abusive, you know, within a voluntary society, you know, it would be up to you to make that determination that I was being abusive. And I mean, I may not have understood you properly, but I just, it seems to me like we have to have some sort of third party to moderate that sort of thing. I could be wrong.
Well, I definitely agree with that, but I would also definitely agree that the state is the absolute worst worst entity to do it, because, I mean, government employees literally are completely unaccountable for what they do. So if they strip children away from loving parents, you know, because of a paperwork snafu, I mean, they're not held accountable for it. Whereas if the private market were involved in, you know, in resolving family disputes and they took children away from, you know, fit parents, there would be hell to pay.
Well, the third party would be an arbitrator. And I mentioned arbitration previously in this discussion. And I'd like to stick, you know, if you'd like to stick with us in hour number two, we can continue this discussion. Would you like that, Aaron?
If you don't mind, I don't
want to hijack the show. Hang on with us here. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE if you'd like to jump into this discussion. Plus, still on the table, North Korea. We can come back to that as well. 855-450-3733. Let's talk more about maybe a little bit of speculation, because all we're doing is speculating. We don't know exactly how the free market would end up playing this stuff out, but how arbitration would factor in as a dispute resolution service for parents and alleged abused kids, etc. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.